Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Sabrina, and God bless all of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and all over the globe. Amen? And the Bible says where two or three of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. So Jesus is here right in our midst. Amen. And the Holy Spirit brings us all together in holy Christian love and unity. I want to welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom, and I want to thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure and an honor to meet with you three times a week and more than that, you know. Sometimes I have to meet with some of you a little bit more often, but Pastor loves everyone, and she loves everybody the same. Amen? We also meet on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we celebrate Holy Communion right at the beginning of the service. So if you'd like to join us, feel free. You're quite welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, we've been having some very, very interesting times in the world. Things are extremely dark in the world, but light is coming through. The light of God is coming through. Amen? We need to hold our position in the world as believers. We need to stand for what we know to be right and not waver. Amen? And not be afraid. This is the hour where Jesus needs courageous saints. Saints that know who he is, that know his power, that know his love, and that will stand for the truth, that will stand for what is right, and will not compromise, and will not back down, and will stand down the devil. Amen? You see, sometimes people are afraid to take the first step on their own. Sometimes it's intimidating to them. And they need someone who has the boldness of Jesus Christ to take the first step. And when that person takes the first step, then the next person will come. Then the next person. And then some more. But you see, somebody has to take the first step and say, devil, you can't have this. You won't steal this from us to get back in your own place under the feet of Jesus. You can't leave there. We know that's where you belong, so go back to where you belong. Hi, Brother Sam. Amen. Praise God. We've missed you. So, saints, I also want to remind you that if you have to mail anything to the ministry, to use the mailing address that's under giving, Giving at Miracle Internet Church, right across the banner. Use that address. And if you scroll, if you're in the MIC radio chat, just scroll up a little bit till you get to the announcements. You know, I post the announcements every service, and you'll find the address there too. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we're praying for saints that have a spirit of infirmity, that have illness in their bodies, that still need to be healed. I see some of you are being healed, and we're getting your testimonies. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, you know, we had a fast not too long ago about being healed, about receiving miracles. And many people were healed and set free and delivered. Well, just keep pressing in. God is still on the throne. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He is the only miracle-working God there is. Amen? So, if you're still believing for parts of your healing to come through, keep on believing. If you're standing for God to touch certain parts of your body, keep on standing. There's nothing like being faithful. Amen? It's nothing like standing in the devil's face saying, I will not back down. I will not back down. I know Jesus is faithful, and I will not back down. Amen? Amen. So now, saint, find your courage. Find your faith. Blow the dust off of it. Bring it to Jesus, and he'll give you more than you had before. Amen? Amen. Be bold. Be strong. For the Lord our God is with us. Amen. We are not alone in this world. Kings and the Lord of Lords is with us, and he'll never leave us, and he'll never abandon us. Amen. Amen. So let's get ready to pray. Amen. Let's get ready to pray. The Lord is here. We're here. God's love is all over the place. Let's pray. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, sometimes when we look at the circumstances of life, it gets easy to become discouraged. But Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over discouragement. That's just a fiery dart from the wicked one. And we have the armor of God. So we raise our shield of faith to quench that fiery dart in Jesus' name. Tell us, Lord, to cast all of our care upon you, because you really do care for us. You care for us more than we have ever known or understood. You tell us not to cast our confidence away, because there's a reward for holding our confidence in you and not giving up. You say we need more patience. We need to know that after we've done your will, we're going to receive the promise. Amen? After we've done your will, we're going to receive your promise. You tell us to delight ourselves in you, Lord, and you'll give us the desires of our heart. You tell us to rest in you and to wait patiently for you to act, because you are acting, Lord. You're setting the stage for the miracles that we need. You're building our faith so that we can receive at the level that you want to bless us. We want to thank you, and we want to give you praise. You've told us to be strong, to have good courage, and not to be afraid. So, Father, we have decided to believe you. We have decided to receive your word. We have decided to trust you and to honor you with obedience. Yes, we have. Why? Because that's really the only way to live. That's the only way to live. The only way to live. Amen. It's the only way to live. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we trust you with all of our heart. We do not lean on our own thinking, our own reasoning, and our own understanding. But in all of our ways, we acknowledge you. And we allow you in humble obedience, Father, to direct our path. We're not know-it-alls, Lord. No, we reverence you. And we choose to forsake all evil. We thank you, Lord, that you're close to us when we call upon you. We thank you, Lord, that you fulfill the desire of those who call on you and love you and reverence you, and that you'll always hear our cry, and you'll always save us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you won't let us fail. You'll hold us up in victory for your name's sake. We thank you, Father, for the armor of God, We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds each of us and all of us all over the globe with your very glory in the midst. We know, Father, and we believe that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We know and we believe that we are the head only and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, Father, that when we were nobodies, you washed us clean in your blood and forgave us of our sins and made us a somebody in you. We thank you for our status. We know that we can do all things through you, Jesus, because you give us strength. And so right now, before we go any further, Lord, everything that has bothered us, everything that has troubled us, everything that's right on our minds, we've been carrying it around like a heavy burden all week, all month, all day, even now, Lord. We humble ourselves, Lord, and we hand it to the Holy Spirit right now. We're going to let go, Lord. We're going to let go of it. And we're not going to come back and pick it up again like we usually do. We're going to trust you to take care of it, and we're going to rejoice in your salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, his timings, his maneuvers, his tactics, his devices, his plans, his orders. We cancel all of his demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We bind you, Kundalini, in Jesus' name. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. Not just in our own location, but in every location on the globe in Jesus' name. We bind the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and dark, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all trafficking devils, all reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic and technology demons, Leviathan spirits, Kundalini spirits, all water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing devils, womanizing devils, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the stranger, all remote viewing, all targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapon attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, all hypnotic devils, all trance devils, all mystic rituals and their intent. And we bind all microwave frequency weapons and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you are with us, you guide us, you direct us, and we bind the sources of every witchcraft attack, of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring to them to cling to them for eternity. We overturn, Father, and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Hindu, Indian, African, European, and any other place, including Caribbean and Latin American black magic, white magic, voodoo, hoodoo, and witchcraft. We bind all Chaldean witchcraft and magic, all Egyptian witchcraft and magic, all Santeria, all Buddhist black magic, all mixing and combining of Jesus Christ with the occult. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you say in your word that we cannot drink the cup of devils and the cup of the Lord too. We must choose. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, and we bind them in the name of Jesus. We forbid you to attack us. We forbid you to attack our loved ones in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus, along with all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits and every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and science and human reasoning against the kingdom of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Matthew 18, 18, and 19. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, fuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over spirits that will cause us to trip and fall in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the Lord will hold us and the angels of God will guard us and protect us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind vampire spirits that suck out of us our energy and our vitality in Jesus' name. We bind voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, and all forms of meditation that are not pleasing to the Lord Jesus, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices. Jezebel, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tory, from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip you of all of your authorities, all your crowns, all your stars in Jesus' name. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We send you into the cage in Jesus' name and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind lewdness, perversion, the outworking of all vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We bind the underlings to the strong man, and we pull you all down in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip you of your crowns in the name of Jesus. We take your kingship from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sacrifices, which include sorcery and drugs, in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work. We unroot the root work, and we send it back to the root worker in Jesus' name. We bind mind control, every order, type, and rank of mind control. We bind you in Jesus' name. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. We bind nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse of every rank, order, and kind, all trolls, all fear, all combative jealousies, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption. We bind weariness in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind betrayal, unfaithfulness, and all temptations to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Bastalic, Moloch, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Baphomet and his 72 in Jesus' name. We take your territories from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the corners of your so-called authority in the name of Jesus. And we declare that the authority of the name of Jesus and his corners are superseding you. You have no power. We strip you of your power. Your power is reducing every moment, every second that you resist Jesus Christ in his kingdom. We thank you, Father, for your power, your almighty power, in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, every demonic weapon, in the courtroom and out, in the hospital and out, wherever we are, every demonic weapon sent against your people, we undo its work in Jesus' name. We undo the works of every fireball, all poisons, in the dreams and out of the dreams, voodoo pins and dolls, all voodoo and hoodoo sent against us, all root work sent against us, all hot and cold spots. And we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin, all of them, every single one. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them in Jesus' name. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, intimidation, witchcraft, mind control, and attacks back on their own heads in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirits of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, hearts to believe, ears to hear, and minds to receive what the Holy Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness. Be loosed in Jesus' name. We come to undo heavy burdens. Be loosed in Jesus' name. We come to let the oppressed go free. Be loosed in Jesus' name. We come to break every yoke and chain. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage, and to call for justice and to plead for truth. We plead our cause to the righteous judge, and we ask him to judge favorably on our behalf. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth, not fantasy, not deception, not delusion, but truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the nation of Israel. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us, Father. For this we thank you and we give you praise. Yes, we do. We circumcise from ourselves all ungodly thoughts and thoughts that are not pleasing to the Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, Lord. We bind every devil that followed us from wherever we went today in Jesus' name, and we send him bound into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We bind demons that attack in the night. We bind bad dreams. We bind sleep interruption. We bind nightmares. We bind sex dreams. We bind anyone or any entity trying to get into our dreams. And we forbid them to attack us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to protect us as we sleep. We thank you, Lord, for your continued protection, and we release Psalm 91 over ourselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pull out every fiery dart, pin, needle, spear, and all voodoo and every curse sent to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid the enemy to continue to attack us in the name of Jesus. We bind his attacks before they are released in Jesus' name. And we cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit from all ungodly silver cords and ley lines and soul ties, attachments, agreements, consents, garlands, covenants, pledges, vows, pacts, league, and every form, order, and type of agreement with the demonic realm. We pull down protections around all shamans, all Satanists, all wizards, warlocks, witches, and sorcerers in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of all solitary witches and wizards in Jesus' name. We bind all of their work, and from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we break the power of all the curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, love spells, psychic prayers, psychic warfare, voodoo, magic, mind control, death, bewitchment, potions, jinxes, torments, pain, sickness, destruction, incense and candle burnings, hoodoo, crystals, root work, incantations and tribal rituals and sin in Jesus' name. We forbid them to have any dominion or any place in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spirits of bondage and we release the liberty that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord over everyone. And everybody said amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the witchcraft that's done on the full moon this month. There's a full, what they call strawberry moon, Lord. And we bind all the witchcraft and incantations and all of the occult works that will be done on the moon. The Bible says that the moon, the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. So we bind lunacy, and we bind lunatics in Jesus' holy name. And everybody said amen, and amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know some of you wonder, why do we do all of this praying? It's important. It's very important. It's essential. We have to take a stand in the spirit realm against the enemy and against everything that he does against us. Amen? We have to take a stand, and we have to hold that line. Yes, we must be steadfast and faithful in the Lord. To mention, it makes your warfare easier when I do all of this. Amen? Amen. The enemy has fewer attacks on you. If you think you're really getting attacked, you should wait to find out what it's like if we don't do all this warfare every time we come together. It will not be funny. Amen? It will not be fun either. So, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Psalm 9. And our verse for meditation comes from the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Our featured e-book is Binding and Caging Demons. Yes. And Brother Bill was kind enough to post it again for you. Amen. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Yes, that number is 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. So let's begin. God has a lot to say to us tonight, and I really don't want to leave anything out. Amen. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 1, all the way down to verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 1. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And conversation means lifestyle, how you lived your life. Every day, how you live your life, every single day. Amen? How do you live your life every day? Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. You see, this is not a suggestion. It's a command from the Lord. He's calling us to a holy life because he is holy. He's holy. That's what he says of himself. That's what the angels proclaim before the throne of God all the time without ceasing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And he is holy. And he calls us to be holy too. Amen? He calls us to be holy too. And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, he calls us to do things his way. He says to us, and be ye kind one to another. When they say something nasty, you say something sweet. When they strike you on one side, you turn the cheek. Be ye kind one to another. Tender-hearted. Tender-hearted. Not callous. Tender. Forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, because of Jesus Christ, has forgiven you. It's not a suggestion. It's a command of God that we must obey all the time. Not just when we feel like it, but all the time. Amen? all the time. In this life, we have the opportunity of choice. Jesus Christ calls each of us to look deeply into his life and to make choices based on his example of the character and nature of the Father. In the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 3, John 17, verse 3, it is written, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." That's a very, very powerful statement. Very powerful. This is eternal life, that we might come to know, have relationship with, fellowship with, speakers of the only true God that has ever existed, and Jesus Christ, whom he, in his love for us, sent to us. So Jesus so displayed who the Father really is that we are compelled by our love for him to allow change to work in our heart and in our mind. You see, Jesus, to the greatest degree, to show everyone who the Father really is. I remember a place where one of the disciples asked Jesus, "Show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." And he said, "You've been with me all this time. When you see me, you see the Father." So Jesus Christ shows us who our Heavenly Father really is. We can't say that we're so far from the Heavenly Father that we can't figure out what he's like, because we're busy comparing him to somebody that was our earthly father that disappointed us. No. When we look at Jesus Christ, when we see his character, when we see his nature, we see the Father, and we see him clearly. That's right. So, because Jesus is showing us, pulling back the curtain, letting us see deep within who the Father really is, we see the Father's love for us, and we are compelled by our love for him to allow the change that he wants to see to work in our hearts and in our mind. Yes, we begin to will and to do of his good pleasure, what he wants us to do, what's pleasing in his sight. In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." You know how children imitate their parents. You've seen them do that. In their playtime, they go over to grandmama's house and they do just what they've seen mom and dad do. If mom and dad are loving, they're loving. If mom and dad are gossiping, they're gossiping. If mom and dad are fighting, they're repeating the fight that mom and dad had in front of grandma and grandpa. So that's how grandma and grandpa know what mom and dad are doing. the diagrams are showing them. Amen? Amen. That's how your business gets out. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children that love their Father, that love their Heavenly Father, and walk in love as Christ, Jesus Christ, also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, something that will please the Father. Jesus is our offering. Jesus is our sacrifice. Yes, he is. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God. Now think about that for a moment. Those that don't love don't know God, and they don't know his love either, because God is love. That's right. God is not hate. He's not bitterness. He's not animosity. He's not resentment. God is love. Yes, he is. He is the only author and source of love. He is the source of love. Real love is found in our God. There's no place else to find it. In fact, the Bible says that God's love is poured out in the heart of the believers by the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse 9, we are told that God's love in us loves our neighbors as ourselves. So we're to love our neighbor as if it were us on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. Because God's love works no ill to his neighbor. It is written in Romans chapter 13, beginning in verse 9, for this thou shalt not commit adultery. You're not going to step out on your spouse, and you're not going to be on that Madison website that encourages you and helps you to sneak around and cheat and be unfaithful, first of all, to God, to your spouse, to yourself, to your family, and to the body of Christ worldwide. Love does not do that. Love keeps its word and its commitment. There are unfortunate times when separation must happen, but prayerfully, now that we're in Christ, we won't ever be the source of that. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not get upset with thy neighbor, run out the door with thy Smith and Wesson and blow his head off. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not take anything from thy neighbor that is thy neighbor. Thou shalt not bear false witness. No, because we're called to walk in truth. We're not going to stand there and tell lies on other people. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, love thy neighbor as thyself. Yes, you're supposed to love yourself and your neighbor. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. There. No ill. No ill at all. So you see, if you love the way God loves, you will not rob any woman of her virtue. You will not hate a person. You will not love only yourself. You will not take the property of another or anything that rightfully belongs to another. You will not live an immoral lifestyle. You will not make any room for lust in your life. But instead, you will obey Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse 13. Amen? Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse 13. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting. Now, you've seen some riots, but we're not in that. And drunkenness, you've seen some of that, but we're not in that. Not in chambering, not in shacking up, not in sleeping around, and wantonness. You know what that means. Not in strife. You know, there's some people aren't satisfied till there's a fight and a fuss going on. Not in envying. Why? Because God is gracious to all. He makes the sun to shine and the rain to fall on the good, the bad, the evil, and the unthankful. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Wrap yourself up in Jesus Christ and make no provision, no provision at all, no place, no table setting for self, for the flesh, to fulfill its evil desire. No, we won't do that. We will clothe ourselves with Jesus Christ himself, forbid the flesh to fulfill its desire. As Christians, we learn to do what Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 tells us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. We learn to follow peace with all men and holiness. And holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So if we live a life wherein you can't see the nature and character of our Heavenly Father coming through, that means there's no holiness. We're not being holy as he is holy. And if we aren't, we will not see the Lord. So, we're compelled to allow the words of our Lord and the Holy Spirit and the love of God to change our hearts and our minds. Yes, we do. Sometimes it's hard to change. But you see, we're compelled to do this out of love. We don't have a rod beating us down. It's because we choose to love and honor the Lord. It's a choice we've made. Holiness really is having the character and nature of our Heavenly Father on display in our lives. In Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. I beseech, I beg you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body that really don't belong to you anyway, a living sacrifice. Holy. That's right. Your body has to display the character and nature of our God. Acceptable unto God. It has to meet God's standard. Whatever we do with our bodies, it has to meet God's standard. And this is just our reasonable service. This is customary and to be expected of us. And we are not to be conformed. We are not to be fashioned or formed. You know, when you were little, you had Play-Doh, and you could take it and mold it into any shape you wanted it to be in. Well, we're not supposed to allow the world to mold us into its wicked shape. But instead, we are supposed to be transformed, moving from what we used to be to closer to who God is. How is that to take place? By the renewing of our mind, a new mind, new thought. Clean, pure, and holy thoughts, thoughts of good report, just, righteous thoughts, thoughts that line up, that are in agreement with the Word of God, that we may prove through our lives what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Our lives are supposed to display what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, because we're supposed to live it out as living epistles for everybody to see, so they can't ever say, well, how was I supposed to know what Jesus Christ was like? Well, because you get glimpses of it in each of us. Glimpses of Jesus Christ, glimpses of the Heavenly Father through the children of God. That's why it's so important for us to live in holiness before our God and before the world. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, he that saith that he abides in him. Remember, Jesus has told us to abide in him, because if we don't, we're not going to get anything accomplished. He says if we abide in him, he would live in us. Because without him, we can't do anything. So if we're saying that we live in God, we ought to walk the same way he walked. What does that mean? That means we need to live the same way Jesus lived. We ought to live holy, just like he did. That's the truth. So, you're walking down the street, driving in your car, riding on your bike, however you do it, skating on your skateboard, however you get it done. And then situations happen to you, necessarily always by your own doing, because folks do stuff to folks. That's the way it works down here. And so situations occur that leave us feeling very, very deeply wounded, abused, hurt, and taken advantage of. We find out that they was just using us for their own reason. They didn't mean us good. They just used us to get something done that they wanted to do. It wasn't about us at all. When you know that someone deliberately set out to do you harm, what do? Especially when you realize that they planned, plotted, lied, deliberately deceived, and took full advantage of you and your trust in them. What do you do, Saint, when something or someone or some situation takes away from you that which cannot be replaced or restored in this lifetime? What do you do? You see, Eve faced this question. In Genesis chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, we get to take a look at what happened to Adam and Eve. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Eve acknowledges that the baby that she got came from the Lord. So if Eve knows that babies come from the Lord, shouldn't the abortionists know that babies come from the Lord? Because that's where they come from. She got Cain from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. Well, she got another baby from the Lord. She gave birth to Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. He was a shepherd. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. He liked farming. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. This tells you that God had already taught them how to bring offerings to him. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Why? Because Abel's offering was in line with what they had been taught by the Lord. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. Why? Because Cain's offering was not in line with what they had been taught to do to obey God. And so Cain was very wroth. He was hostile. He was fuming. He was having the worst temper tantrum ever. I mean, he was really showing himself. And his countenance fell. His whole facial expression changed. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you so angry? And why is thy countenance fallen? What's wrong with that look on your face? If thou dost well, shall not thou be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. You see, if you don't do well, you headed into disobedience, doing things your way, not God's way. Sin is waiting right at the door for you. Really? That's right. That's where the open door is. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother. See, that same anger came right back up. And he slew him. He killed him. He murdered him right there on the spot. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Now, he knew he just told a lie. So, okay, let's back it up. First of all, Cain did wrong with regard to his offering to God. Then, when God didn't accept his offering, he got mad at God, and he got mad at his brother. So God tried to talk to him and reason with him and explain to him that he needed to do the right thing. But that's not what Cain did. He let that thing fester in his heart and in his emotions and take over his mind. He let sin in the door. And so when he was out there talking to his brother out in the field, all of that he had been suppressing and pushing down, all that anger, all that wrath, all that animosity and resentment and hatred rose up in him, and he killed and murdered his brother. And when God came to confront him about it, he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? How arrogant and haughty and prideful his response to God was. And he said, what hast thou done? What have you done, Cain? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. So you see, saints, the blood has a voice, and it cries out to God. Yes, it does. Well, Eve and Adam were not the only ones that faced this. Samson faced this issue in Judges chapter 16, beginning with verse 15. Judges chapter 16, beginning with verse 15. Samson had a problem. He had a girlfriend, and her name was Delilah. Well, so let's peek in on what they've been doing and see what happened. And she said unto them, to him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Well, you know, the Lord might be asking some of us that. How can you say you love me when your heart is not with me? She said, thou hast mocked me these three times and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. You see, Samson didn't appear at first glance or second glance to be some superpower man. So she wanted to know, how is it he was so strong? And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her word and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death. She got on his last nerve trying to find out where his strength came from, that he told her all his heart. He confided in her something he should have kept to himself, and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Now, that wasn't any of Delilah's business. You know, saints, it's a problem when we confide in others that should be confidential between us and the Lord. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, Samson's enemies, Israel's enemies, saying, "Come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. She sold him out for money. Now, was she true to Samson? No. No. She wasn't. She was in it for the money. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man. And she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. Some secrets are to be kept. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. So they used him like they would have used an oxen to grind at the mill. You see, people are not always right. They're not always who they profess or pretend to be. They will mistreat you if you're not careful. Well, saints, Jesus Christ faced this too. In John chapter 13, beginning with verse 1, John chapter 13, beginning with verse 1, Jesus Christ had his experiences on earth with these kinds of situations as well. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Be careful what the devil drops into your heart, saints, while we cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. In verse 4, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself, just like a servant. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Now, saints, at this time, they all knew that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, the one sent from God. They knew it. But look at what the Messiah sent from God was doing. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Verse 18. John 13:18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture might be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted his heel against me. Jesus is saying that he'd washed them clean. He says, I know whom I've chosen. He knew who was going to betray him. But that the scriptures might be fulfilled, that the one that partook of Holy Communion, that first Holy Communion with him, and all that Holy Communion represents, lifted up his heel against the Messiah sent from God. Verse 21. When Jesus had said this, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of the disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. You see, Jesus gave and loved to the end even the one that he knew was going to betray him. Oof. Yes, saints, even Jesus Christ faced this matter. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 23, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This is what they were partaking of. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. You see, we have to remember everything about Jesus. Everything. And after this, Judas Iscariot immediately went out and betrayed him. Yes, he did. People can treat you horribly, saints, for their own reason that you know not of. They can abuse you, misuse you, and take advantage of you. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, the word tells us, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So you see, Jesus was betrayed just like many of us have been. He went through it too. And we need to understand that he understands when we come to him when things have gone terribly wrong. Our verse for meditation is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. We need to remember this. When we've been betrayed, when we've been abused, when we've been misused, when we've been lied to and cheated on, and our name has been slandered, there hath no temptation taken you, saint, but such as is common to man. This happens to people everywhere all the time. But God is who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. You see, Jesus had to bear this, not just on the cross, all the way to the cross. And so he knows how to handle kind of situation. And he tells us that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. He tells us that. He says, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor, to give aid, to give relief, to give help to them that are tempted. In ourselves, we're tempted to make all kinds of choices that do not please the Father. But Jesus knows how to help us when we are tempted to do the wrong thing because someone has done something wrong to us. He knows. He's not lost. He knows how we feel. He became sin for us, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says. He knows. You see, saints, our sin pierced his side and caused blood and water to flow forth when he was dying on the cross. Our pride put the crown of thorns on his head. Yes, it did. For he hath made him to be sin for us, Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Isaiah helps us to understand. In Isaiah 53, verse 9, and he made his grave with the wicked, speaking of Jesus, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit or lie in his mouth. Jesus hadn't done anything wrong, but he was made to be sin for the guilty. He was the innocent that took on the shame of the guilty one. So, saints, how do we handle such pain and suffering in our own lives? When we are betrayed by family, friends, lovers, spouses, coworkers, even children, neighbors, whomever, when our reputation has been trampled upon by those in whom we trusted and confided in, when we are stabbed in the back by someone whom we believed loved us and honored us. When strangers take from us that which is most precious and beloved. Well, saints, Job's wife, in the bitterness of her soul, could take no more. She couldn't take it. She had lost all of her children, every last one, all of her children. You got to think about this. These were human beings just like us. This is not an imaginary story. She lost all her children. In one fell swoop, they were gone. What does that do to a person? What does that do to a parent? What does that do to a mother? Everything that she held dear, even financial loss that appeared to be unrecoverable, and her well-respected husband was now sitting in ashes and scraping his sores with a pot fragment. She said to her husband Job, "Dost thou still retain thine integrity?" It just got to her. She couldn't take it anymore. She was at her lowest moment. She said, "Curse God and die." But Job said to his wife, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh." That was a serious moment, saints, in their lives. A very bitter and painful moment. Well, what will you do when life becomes unbearable to you? What have you felt in your moments of deepest suffering? Do you hate or do you love? Do you curse God and others as well? Do you harbor anger, resentment, and bitterness? Or do you forgive? Do you allow roots of bitterness to spring up into your soul and defile your spirit and the lives of others around you? Do you explode in rage and revenge? Do you blame and condemn? Do you seek to get even? Do you wait and plot for your opportunity to show them? And if you were the source of the wrong and the culprit in the matter, what do you do? Do you hate yourself and sink into depression? You see, hard resentment often results. We must choose to remember, saints, that the Lord has a good purpose in everything that he allows to happen to us. In order to renew our minds, we must let go of the past and all that has grieved us. We have to learn to let it go. The scriptures give some answers if we will humble ourselves and accept God's remedy. In Micah, chapter 7, verse 18. Micah, chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardons iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighted in mercy. Who else has a God like our God that pardons not only our sins but our generational sins, that we have a tendency and proclivity to follow in? And he walks right by transgression and doesn't hold them against us forever. He doesn't stay angry or upset with us forever either, because he delights in being merciful to us. Who is like our God? In Isaiah 55, verse 7, let the wicked forsake, turn away from his own way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. See, that's our God. God will have mercy on us. He will pardon us when we come to him. 1 John 1:9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, and not just to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Who has a God like our God? Psalm 79, verse 9. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. And he will do it. He will do it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, king of our part, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Jesus Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Just as Jesus forgave you when you came to him crying about your sin and how sorry you were, and would he please forgive you? The same way you have to forgive others. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if ye forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Yes, he will. Matthew chapter 18, beginning with verse 21. Then came Peter unto him, Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? How many times he gets to do this to me over and over and over again, and I still have to forgive him? How many times? Till seven times? Is that enough? And Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times 7. All you math majors, there you have it. Forgive until 70 times 7. Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. Matthew chapter 18, verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. You wish to be forgiven? You must forgive. Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, that would be us, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You suppose unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment could be a wicked way? Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He'll heal you if you do what he said. No matter how badly it hurt, no matter what you've had to go through, if you forgive, he'll heal you. In the book of James, he says that the prayer of faith would save the sick and the Lord would raise him up. In other words, when you come up and you put your prayer request in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, and Brother Bill and Brother Marshall and I come up and we pray in agreement with your prayer request, the prayer of faith saves the sick. And the Lord heals. And if you've committed any sin, they'll be forgiven you. That's what he's saying. God will forgive the sin and heal you. The Lord says in 1 Peter chapter 5, in 1 Peter chapter 5, the Lord says, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud who don't want to forgive, who are reluctant to pardon, and giveth grace to the humble. You see, God resists the proud that holds grudges. See, the proud hold grudges. The humble forgive. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. Everything that's troubled you and bothered you, cast it upon him because he cares for you. That's what the Lord is saying. You see, Jesus said in Luke chapter 23, it tells about what happened to him when people betrayed him and misused him and abused him. Beginning with verse 33, and when they were come to the place, which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And what did Jesus say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment, his clothing, and they cast lots. They gambled for pieces of his clothing. Stood beholding. They just stood there in awe. And the rulers, the Jewish rulers, also with them derided him. They insulted him. They picked at him. They mocked at him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. What pain, what suffering. Let's look at Stephen in Acts chapter 7. What did Stephen say in Acts chapter 7, beginning with verse 59? Stephen, as they stoned him to death after he gave his testimony. Think of it. Stephen was giving his testimony. And they sought to stone him to death. And they stoned Stephen. I don't mean rocks, I mean boulders. They stoned Stephen while he called upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he died. And if we harden our hearts, saints, what will happen if we choose not to forgive, but to harden our hearts instead? Well, we will become alienated from God. We'll become callous and disobedient in our heart. We won't be able to and will not be willing to hear the voice of the Savior. How terrible. How terrible. Neither will we receive any more forgiveness for our sins. So, what will you say? What will you, how will you act? What will you do? Saint, life comes the bitter and the sweet. Job said to his wife, what? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Saints, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Well, if we love him, aren't we going to obey him? To them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, to become like Jesus. In Psalm 130, verse 3, if thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, just go up and down the whole world, making note of everybody's sin, every single thing that any of us on this planet have ever done wrong. Oh, Lord, if you did that, who could stand? Who? Who could stand if you actually did that? So we ought to so love our Lord that we will submit to his example, rather than to displease him. Let us all cast our care upon the Lord and let our experiences go. Yes, you may have to fast and pray and ask for grace to get it done, but let it go, saint. Let it go. Let us live in the peace that Jesus gives. Because the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if we are children, then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. You see, we have to suffer with him. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Saints, it's worth it. It's worth it all to do it God's way. Let's let go of the past. Let's let go of the present distress. Let's cling to Jesus. Let's be like him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you got something out of this. I'm certain that as you think about it and meditate on it, you'll get even more. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill, it's time to hear those wonderful praise reports. All right, we're waiting for Brother Bill. He's here somewhere. He'll push the right button in a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now
I
can
hear
you. That would explain.
Praise it, Lord Jesus. That's why I was quiet. Thank you, Lord. You know, saints, our prayers are working. Things are changing around this country. They've even started in Florida. They have started a new law where they have to teach high school students about the evils of communism. When I was in school in the 70s, they used to teach us a course called Americanism versus Communism, and they took it out of school. Also, when I started in the 60s, we read the King James Version Bible. We prayed and we did the Pledge of Allegiance. All that's coming back if we'll just keep praying, and we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I just praise you, Lord. Praise you for that praise report, Lord. We have a bunch of other praise reports. I just want to praise you for those, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Caroline had put a prayer request in there for money for her sister to be released from the bank, and it was. Thank you, Lord. Everything worked out for her. We praise you for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, Lord. Lena has a praise report. She says, our truck broke down, but then it got fixed. And the best praise report of all is my husband's blood work came back, and it's good. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. You're healing our bodies. We have other testimonies of healing there. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. This Marla has a praise report. The enemy is defeated. My computer works now. What the stupid devil does not understand is I called on Jesus in agreement in the Global Prayer Wars prayer room, and the word is true. It works. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that one. Katie has a praise report. The boss's manager of the store yesterday, they had a meeting when I went to work, and surprise, things are working out really good for me, and they're keeping me close by whenever I have to travel so I don't have to go way out. They're going to keep me on my deliveries close by, and thank you for that, Lord. You're changing everything for the better for Katie at work. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. MM says, thank you, Lord. I had a 32-hour train ride, but it was just peaceful. Thank you, Lord, for being with me, for it not being stressful. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Dana has a praise report. Parent, they were having trouble with their car, and it started about 20 miles from home, but they were able to get close by their home before the car finally died on them, and so it all worked out good. It didn't happen to them way out in the woods in the middle of nowhere. Thank you for that, Lord. We give you praise for that. Praise you, Lord. RT has a praise report. I had posted some prayers in the Global Prayer Room about a tire. Had to drive a long distance to work. Had a flat. Well, long story short, the Lord provided me with tires close by at a very good price. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you for that. NK says, during the service at the beginning, when everyone was praying along with Pastor Sabrina, she prayed for peace in Jerusalem. Right then, KK's prayer language shifted, and he was saying in Hebrew, it sounded like to me, and it meant land. Give you praise for that, Lord. See, saints, if you will keep praying in agreement when she's praying at the beginning, you'll be amazed how much easier your warfare gets and how many more miracles you'll see happen in your body. And we just give you praise for that, Lord. And that was a supernatural event by the Holy Ghost. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. And Dina has a praise report. I had put a prayer earlier in this year for healing of fungus on my toes, and my right foot is completely healed, and it's just need to grow a new nail. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Grace has a praise report. During the past couple weeks, I struggled seeing things clearly. Everything appeared blurry. I blinded the enemy daily. Last night, as I was struggling, reading, squinting, I blinked my eyes several times, looking up, and I looked across the room at the television show my husband was watching. To my surprise, everything seemed clear. Thank you, Lord, for restoration of my vision. Praise you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. You're healing eyesight. MM has another praise report. Made it from an 8-hour journey utilizing the train service and back in God's grace. Oh, thank you. And his grace never left me. I had peace. Wow, Lord, all these train trips. It's awesome. Just giving us peace on our travels. And JC has a praise report. The pain in my right toe has subsided, but the left toe's throbbing with the shoes, and it was a result of some heck that was on a pair of shoes. And praise you, Lord, that you've shown her and she'll get rid of them and won't have that trouble no more. And Katie says, during Dr. Sabrina's sermon, Standing Against the Devil, and Dr. Pat's resistance sermon and message of deliverance below, the Holy Spirit was always active where I am listening. I was launched into a 3-hour self-deliverance session last night where I bound and rebuked every pain, pulled out all the needles, the itch, the twitching, and I did not stop until it had completed its course. Thank you, Lord. You're teaching us. You're showing us how to fight. We praise you for that, for healing and deliverance. And AK says, praise for healing of the sight underwater at my baptism in Jacksonville a few weeks ago. I was able to see underwater now. My eyes open and without getting water up my nose for the first time ever. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. That's awesome, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you for AK. Amy Miller has a praise report. We stayed firm when it was up to us, when we know what the word said and what it meant against God's law. By the end of the day, she did a turnaround and confirm that she will follow God's law regarding her relationship. Now, still working on other things with her, and thank you, Lord, for that. And you are working on our family members. We praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And while Lena and JD were traveling, they saw, let's see, Kennedy, Rachel, and Savannah. They all got born again. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for new souls. Ariana has a praise report. Earlier this evening, the Lord blessed me and sent me the membership letter for the National Honor Roll Society. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. That's awesome, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord, for that. And Amori had put a praise report in. The Holy Spirit led me to sing my version, No Longer a Slave to Fear. After that, I felt a breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. I am free from fear. That's awesome. Praise you, Lord. praise you, Lord. And Amori also has been anointing her hair for almost 3 weeks, and she's seeing it's getting more curly than usual. Thank you, Lord. You're restoring our hair. You're doing so much for us. And Shiloh, I thank you, Lord, for healing me physically for a prayer. I've been praying for 8 years. It just finally left. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're so merciful. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. Praise you, Lord, for healing. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing her. And Jake, amen. Isn't that awesome? Yes. A long battle, and she got a miracle. Thank you, Lord. The healing manifested.
She didn't give up. She did not give up.
Well, that's not the only one. We have another one. JD says, thank you for praying. Look what the Lord has done. He healed me. Praise you for that too, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. It is awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Amen.
Well, Kim, praise you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of all of our praise. Kimberly has a praise report. She had had trouble moving to a new apartment, and she came to find out that the Lord wanted her to stay right there and save money. Praise you for that, Lord. We just give you praise. It all worked out that she was able to stay where she was at, and it's just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. This, saints, we all need to do this next praise report. T-Pace family, they say, in my home, I have cut TV time and internet time as well with my kids so we can hear more of the Word of God and study more and practice more in what we have learned to do. We cannot afford to play with the devil in these times. We must do everything we can and listen to the Holy Ghost. Please keep your family in your prayers. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Someone's listening, Pastor. Isn't that awesome? They're doing what we're telling them, and they're
awesome?
Getting strong. That is awesome. That is. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise you, Lord. And we have another praise report from Katie. Things are getting better at her work, and when she's having to deal with the unteachable, the Holy Spirit is dealing with them. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And the saint that we had to pray for Cyrus's grandpa, they're not pulling him off the ventilator till tomorrow, and he should be stronger then. Thank you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord. See, the Lord hears our
Father,
prayers.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we're getting ready to pray a second, brother. Hold on just a second. Saints, we're getting ready to pray for grandpa right now. Let's get in your prayer language, start. Because we're finna pray for grandpa. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places of Christ Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for grandpa and the many years that you have blessed him to live on this planet, Father. His family desires, Lord, for him to be home when he transcends this life to go be with you. And, Father, if this is his time, we ask for it to be peaceful, for your spirit and your angels to be present, for you to come whisk him away into your arms. But if this is not yet the time, Father, we ask that you extend his life, give him new breath, new life, new lungs, new body, new whatever he needs to renew him, Father. Now, Lord, this decision is between you and Grandpa. Only you and Grandpa can decide this number, Lord. But as the body of Christ, we come before you, Lord, asking for your will to be done in Grandpa's life just as it is in heaven. And we thank you and we give you the praise for honoring our prayers and our love and reverence for you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen. And I'm in agreement with these prayers, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Well, saints, we have Sharon's Aunt Viva just passed. And you know what? She is crying with tears of joy. She has a wonderful memory of studying with her at her table
about the white throne judgment, about what's going to happen when she leaves this earth. And saints, she's in heaven now. She's rejoicing. She's dancing before the throne of God. And Sharon is in joy. She has peace about it. She's not all in a corner balled up and crying and whining. She is in joy because a saint has gone to be with Jesus in heaven. That is a time for joy. That is awesome. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And another and our soul last prayer. Made happy. Yes,
yeah,
another
yeah.
soul made happy.
Yeah, yeah. He's over there watching over Sharon. That's awesome. Telling Jesus about her, too. Praise you, Lord, for that. Our last praise report is J.C., I had placed a prayer request, prayer room, many times about these witchcraft attacks, about my root worker grandmother and great-grandmother, from my student who vexed me continuously and all this stuff. And one day I prayed and commanded them to go to another school and forbid them to return to my class. And you know what? They haven't been back since April. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
We give you praise, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The saints are learning, and they're overcoming, and they're getting miracles and healing. And it's just amazing. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, and we lift you up here. We don't lift any man up. We only lift you up, Lord Jesus, and you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of all of our praise, and I just praise you with all my being, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Well, Brother Bill, I want you to know something, that God is blessing us. Brother Bill, I need you to pray for just a moment for those people that are sick and having problems with their eyes.
Yeah. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over all spirits of blindness, all spirits of tiredness, every spirit of blurriness, that burning in the eyes, anything, any symptom, I cut it loose from them. Every devil attacking their eyes, I bind you. I bind the strong man in their life, and I remit all their ancestors' sins and every curse coming down the family line. I bind you in Jesus' name. I command you all to go into a spiritual cage. And in the name of Jesus, I release healing and life over those eyes. I command them to clear up. I don't care what the name is. I break every word curse spoke by any doctor, any kind of degeneration, any kind of anything going on in those eyes, any kind of cataracts. I command them to be made whole, all blind eyes to be opened right now in the name of Jesus. And I release healing and life. He sent his word and healeth them and delivered them from their destructions. And we stand on your word, Lord Jesus, that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Lord. The blood of Jesus over every eye. The blood of Jesus. I soak those eyes in the blood. And I release healing and life in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you,
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over spirits of infirmity attacking your people in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of every demon coming to afflict, to torment, to attack our bodies in Jesus' name. We bind those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we repent of our sin. We turn from it right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to close the open door, Father, in Jesus' name. We remit the sins of our ancestors, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to close that open door in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for your mercy and grace. You say if we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, because of Jesus, because of the stripes that he bore, you declare that we've been made whole, that we've been healed. We receive our healing right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Every place in our bodies, every place in our spirits, every place in our souls that we need to be healed, we receive your mercy and grace. We receive the blood stripes right there in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for manifested healings right now all over the body of Christ, everywhere. Wherever, saints, you need to be healed, if you can put your hand there, put it there now and pray in your prayer language and believe God to heal you. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we come into agreement with the prayers Brother Bill prayed over everyone's eyes in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us eyes to see and to see clearly. And we take it by faith in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go to our call-in. And, you know, saints, it helps when you fast. It really does. It helps when you fast. Area code, we're coming to area code 209. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 209, you're on the air live.
Hi, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Thank you for praying that prayer just now. That helped a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, amen, what, amen. Yes, I just,
what can we do?
I just feel like that these attacks that are coming are just, I can see them literally coming through the computers. And I just want to pray that the Lord protects the computers so they're not coming through the computers anymore.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we close the portals in the computer. We close the portals. We cover the cameras, and we close the portals in the computers in Jesus' name. We close the portals in the cell phones in the name of Jesus Christ. We close the portals in the cell phones in the name of Jesus Christ. We close the portals in other electronic and technological devices in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, there's a door that you open that no man can shut and a door you close that no man can open. We ask that you close these doors, Father, so that the enemy cannot attack us through them in Jesus' name. We bind the spirits that try to come through the portals in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the very fire of God, the all-consuming fire of God, right at the mouth of the portals in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every devil, regardless of your name, regardless of your rank, or how long you've been coming through computers. You shall not come through our computers in Jesus' name. We bind the Lord of the Flies, we bind Beelzebub, and we bind all the other devils that attempt to come through computers and attack us in Jesus' name. We disconnect our minds from the computer in the name of Jesus Christ. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut our minds free from the soul tie that comes with the computer and with technology in Jesus' name. We bind mesmerizing in the name of Jesus. We bind mesmerizing. We bind bewitchment coming through the computers and through the technology in Jesus' name. We bind electromagnetic radiation coming at us through the computers in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the witchcraft that comes through the computers, through the technology, to the minds of the people in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We wear the helmet of salvation that covers our minds in the name of Jesus. We disconnect you from our minds. We circumcise you from our minds in Jesus' name. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. Cough it out. Cough it out in the name of Jesus Christ. We cough it out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we return to sender every attack. We return it wherever it came from in the name of Jesus. We boomerang back every attack in the name of Jesus. We send it back according to the covenant. The Bible says they'll come at us one way, they'll flee seven ways. So we thank you for your word, Father, being released in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath, sister, and release your prayer language.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen. We love you. Amen. Area code 307, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. I would like more agreement prayer regarding breaking the stronghold down of jurisdiction, destroying Happy, H-A-P-P-Y, the stronghold of Jezebel and the whole house of Ahab and their wicked servants and those who are rewarded through divination coming from Jezebel's camp. And also the intentional sabotage that is done to interfere.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we ask you to release your bombardments of your weapons into the enemy's camp. We say, let God rise and let his enemies be shattered in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the enemy's weapons. We take your weapons from you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we hand them to God the Holy Spirit. We bind your use of your weapons against us in the body of Christ in Jesus' name. We bind the complicity of ignorant and rebellious ones with your evil work. We bind you, Jezebel. We bind your territory. We bind the corners of your territory. We bind your wicked work. We pull down all of your protection, and we burn them with the all-consuming fire of God. We burn all of your protection, all of your kingdom, all of your reigning, all of your ruling. We pull you down in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull you down. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed by the weapons of the Most High God. You are destroyed by the Lord of hosts in the name of Jesus Christ. You are destroyed by the power in his name. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are destroyed, Jezebel. You cannot stand. You cannot hold out. You cannot continue to function. We take your power from you in the name of Jesus, and we give it back to Jesus Christ. We take all of your power from you, from your underlings, from your agents, from all of your missionaries. We take all of your power from you. We strip you of all power in Jesus' name. We strip you of your witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. We strip you of your evil work and your evil intent in Jesus' name. We strip you of your jurisdictional power in Jesus' name. We strip you of every armament that you have. We strip you of every weapon that you have in the name of Jesus Christ. We uncover your lives and we send them back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. For you must give an account at the throne of God for what you have done. We bind you. We bind your mind control. We bind your blinding effect in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you.
We bind
And all your black holes, we bind it in the name of Jesus.
All right, saints, let's gather together and pray for this brother's daughters. I remember well, brother, you calling in about your daughters many times. And we want to thank you for witnessing for Jesus Christ. And we want to praise the Lord for the one that called in and got some prayer and some healing because of this brother's witness. Do you see, saints? When you witness and you tell them about us and you tell them to call us, we'll pray for them. Many of you, you've been trying to witness to people. You need to tell them to call in for prayer. They need prayer, and they know they need prayer. So this brother witnessed, and the man called in for prayer and got prayer and deliverance that he long needed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for touching the lives of his daughters, the one that's unemployed, Father. We ask that you make a way out of no way and open up a place for her to work and be profitable there in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift her life before you, and we bind the demons that are keeping her from finding the employment that she needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the continued work, Father, that you're doing in our brother's life. We ask you to continue to work out the circumstances of his life. Lord, it's time for elevation. It's time for promotion. It's time for elevation. It's time for promotion. It's time for elevation. It's time for promotion. And promotion comes from you, not anywhere else. So we thank you, Father, for the promotions that are coming as a result of his faithfulness and his integrity and his walking in faith with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We lift up the daughter that had the son. We release blessings and honor, blessings and honor to this household in Jesus' name. We release blessings on the new mother. We release blessings on the child. We ask, Father, that they continue to grow in favor and admonition of the Lord, and that they come not only to receive knowledge, but to be filled to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit, yielding to the will of God for their lives in Jesus' name. We bind the work of the devil. We bind ignorance of the word of God. And we place this family into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. And we thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't have a phone number for you. This might be a Skype call, but you're on now and you can hear me well in Jesus' name.
Greetings.
Speak, please.
Greetings, Dr. Sprina.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, it's Caroline from UK. I finally get you.
Hi.
Yes. Oh, Dr. Sprina, I've had instances, as I put in the prayer room, of victories as well as under some, I think because I'm covering, I'm the oldest Christian in the family, and people are like young Christians, 2 years, and I've been helping them, giving them your videos and Pastor Pat and thing. I have come under extreme eye attack. I'm not frightened and I'm not as scared, but sometimes they come out my door, they have feathers, they have all kind of planting. I tell them to go back. And I think because Dr. Pat did the emergency house cleaning, and I did the prayer, and she said that if the stubborn spirit should ever keep coming, we call down fire and brimstone. So I do. I call fire and brimstone and return them back from wherever they come from. So I think they're trying to attack my, some of it is from the church I used to go to. My joint, I think they're using a point of contact, my two little finger, and it's trying to get on top of my head, where it's like I feel like two invisible thing. It's like they're trying to put a barrier with two invisible spirits on both sides of me.
All right.
So
well, we're going to take care of them.
Yes.
Amen, saints.
So I wake up
language.
Sometimes. I feel heavy on my feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're
Father,
using one point.
Of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the strong man in that area in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the strong man and all of his underlings in Jesus' name. We bind the underlings to the strong man. We bind the agents to the strong man. Every spirit, every entity that is operating under the strong men in that area, we bind you to the strong man, and we bind and chain the strong man and send him into the cage in the name of Jesus. We strip him of his power and authority. We strip him of his territory. Break it in Jesus' name. We strip him of his territory. In Jesus' name, we hand that territory to Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. We bind all the witchcraft and the territory in Jesus' name. We openly pull the cover off of it and expose it openly in the name of Jesus. We bind every item of witchcraft, every sacrifice, every ritual, all blood sacrifices, any sacrifice of any type, order or rank. We bind it in the name of Jesus. All voodoo, all hoodoo, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wicked device and every wicked sacrifice, every wicked ritual, we return it where it came from in the name of Jesus. The Bible says no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. We condemn it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every tongue. Condemn in Jesus' name. All those artifacts, all of those feathers, all the things you've done, go back where you came from. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack, deep breath and call. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack, we cut her free from you. We circumcise your ties to her in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut her free from you in the name of Jesus. The witchcraft you're trying to do in her head, we send it back in Jesus' name. She's wearing the helmet of salvation. What you're trying to do to her joints and to her fingers and to her life, we return it in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it with the fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We send it with burnings in the name of Jesus Christ. Everlasting burnings. We send it back in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Up and out of her. Wherever it is, come up and out. Spirit, soul, and body, you're bound. Deep breath and cough. Cough it all out. Make yourself microscopic and come out of her in the name of Jesus. Right now, come out of her now. All of it. Every bit of it right now in the name of Jesus. You're burning with the fire of God. You're burning with the fire of God. You're burning with the fire of God. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come out of her. Every spirit of infirmity is bound. Every spirit of witchcraft is bound. All the voodoo pins are plucked out. All the spears, all the knives, the ushe, there it is. All the knives out in Jesus' name. Yes, Holy Spirit. All the knives out in Jesus' name. Now you go out and you re-anoint your front door. When you finish, you go out and re-anoint your front door.
I keep doing it. There was
your
a point when my head was
your
so of it. I couldn't. Yes, I do. There's a point when, like, I walk out and I was so top heavy, you know, unsteady on my feet, and I'm in my bathroom. That's where they mainly attack me, in the bathroom. When I'm on the toilet,
okay,
I go
what
in.
What you do is you go in your bathroom and you anoint every place where water comes out.
Yes, I'm going. I did that when you said it. I remember I got some deliverance when you were doing it with a lady. And you said to her the place was dedicated to Freemason. I think that's what happened to this flat. Every part of it, my bed,
Father,
a brand new bed, I bought
Jesus.
A wooden bed. The Holy Spirit tell me not to sleep on it. When I look on it, it black fungus and now green. So
we take authority,
I pull it apart
and
I'm waiting to take it out.
We take authority, dominion, and power over Baphomet and his wicked works and his wicked 72 and all his agents in the name of Jesus Christ. We send their Freemasonry right back. In Jesus' name, all of their rituals, all of their prayers, all of their sacrifices, everything they do, every single aspect of everything they do, we send it back where it came from in Jesus' name. We send it back with the fire of God on it in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that Baphomet has done, we burn it up in the holy fire of God in Jesus' name.
They're doing magic as
everything.
Well, I believe. My nose and
we
ears.
Break the power of the magic in Jesus' name. We break its enchantment in Jesus' name. We break its seductions. We break its seducings in the name of Jesus. We break its blindings in the name of Jesus Christ. No, according to truth, it shall be according to truth in Jesus' name. The truth that comes from Jesus Christ. Take a deep breath, and I want you to cough again. There it is. Come on out. In Jesus' name. Come on out. In the name of Jesus, and don't retch her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I send the power of the name of Jesus into her vessel. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit says for you to take communion when we get off the line. All right?
Okay. Yes, I took some tonight. I request Sunday service. I don't know. There's
Amen.
Something you said. I recast it, and I took some earlier, but I can take again.
Amen. Father, we ask that you fill our sister to overflowing with the Holy Spirit and holy fire. Run these spirits off, Father. We thank you for your warring link in angels, warring against the spirits that have come against her in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your praising angels covering her, Father. And we ask that you take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
Oh, praise you. Praise you, Abba Father. Thank you, but and just also to thank you and that Lord, sister, you are on fire. I don't know about others, but I can feel the fire to your message and your teaching. Thank you.
Come, God bless you.
Yes.
Amen. That's when our sister's on the other side of the pond, you know. Area code 818, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina. Calling because, well, I want to thank you because I've gotten a lot of peace since you prayed last week, you know, about my daughter getting the shot. I'm just still praying that she listens to, you know, and doesn't get the second one. So I'm still having a lot of concerns, but I've been doing the spiritual battle, and God has been granting me that more than I can imagine. But my other concerns I have right now besides that is that I've been under attack severely with high blood pressure that has been like out of control. And I know it's connected, and that's something in my family line on my dad's side, kidney issues, and the kidney issues have hit me and my daughters. My mom's side, it's ovarian issues, and that hit me and my daughters. And we have severe problems with the ovarian issues, but I'm having really bad problems with the blood pressure, and a second medicine that they were having me on, it was causing severe side effects, and so I'm off it, but now the blood pressure is real high again, and I just feel it's like a generational thing, you know, for both, like I said, ovaries and that, and then I just, but today we were talking about forgiveness. I have forgiven, you know, I was able to forgive the person who raped and the three people who molested me during, you know, when I was a child, 10 to 12 years old, I had kind of passed around like that, and I was able to forgive them, but I'm struggling with forgiving my childhood and lifelong best friend who I feel, who betrayed me so deeply. And I like have the will to forgive. I want to forgive. I say I forgive. I pray to forgive. I beg God to help me to forgive. But when I think of her, I still feel the hurt, and I still feel I don't feel free, you know? And so I don't know if that's what's holding me back. And I've prayed, I've fasted, but I'm still struggling, I think, with the level of betrayal, and I want to be free from it. And I want to truly forgive, but I know there's something that's holding me back.
All right. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
When Jesus was hanging on the cross.
When Jesus was hanging on the cross.
He took upon himself.
Upon himself.
Everything she did to me.
Everything she did to me.
It's not on her anymore.
It's not on her anymore.
It was on Jesus.
It was on Jesus.
And Jesus died for what she did.
And Jesus died for what she did.
And I believe.
And I believe
that his death,
for what she did,
was enough.
Was enough.
I accept that.
I accept that.
And now I release her.
And now I release her.
To you, Father.
To you, Father.
I take my hands away from it.
I take my hands away from it.
My heart away from it.
My heart away from it.
My thoughts away from it.
My thoughts away from it.
And I trust you.
And I trust you.
To bring me the peace that I need.
To bring me the peace that I need.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as the body of Christ, we come together on behalf of our sister. Now, you don't have to say her name, but say, Father, I have forgiven her now.
Father, I have forgiven her now.
All right, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come in agreement with what our sister has done. Now, Satan, you can't bring it back anymore. It's in the sea of forgetfulness. It's as far away from our sister as east is from west. We take authority, dominion, and power over the thoughts that would come to torment her. You bring it back to her mind. You stir up those old emotions. Well, they're gone. They're not there. You're trying to impose them upon her. We send them back on your head, devil, in Jesus' name. We bind you, and we command you to come subject to Jesus Christ. You can't hang around her head anymore, tormenting her about the past, because the past is over. The cross of Calvary has come between the past and her present. Old things have passed away. All things are now new. So, Father, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut our sister free, and we loose her from the past in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and cough that out. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Excess, come out of her body now. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her body. Excess estrogen, come out of her body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Deep cough. Deep cough. Every nephron in her kidney, we command you to line up with the word of God. By his stripes you have been healed. We wrap every nephron with the blood stripes of Jesus Christ. Blood pressure, we command you in the name of Jesus to come down. Deep breath and cough. We command you to come down now. Come down now. Weight, come down now. We bind weight gain due to witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind weight gain due to COVID in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind weight gain due to depression in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind weight gain due to oppression in Jesus' name. We bind weight gain due to misery, suffering, and strife in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough, deep breath and cough. Be healed in Jesus' name. Spirit, soul, and body. Hebrews 9:14 in your memories, in Jesus' name. Now you take a deep breath and you release your prayer language. Heavenly Father, we thank you for filling our sister to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and holy fire, burning those devils out and taking this deliverance to completion from us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Hold on to it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Area code 531.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I need you to pray for the Koreans because there's so much pressure on them. A lot of them committing suicide.
Okay. What's causing the pressure?
they trying to, how you call it, trying to do better in life and school and different stuff, and the pressure is from family.
Okay.
That they got to succeed.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over family pressure and family desires over the lives of human beings. Father, in the name of Jesus had to deal with it. His family showed up and wanted him to get out of ministry and come home and do the family business, but that was not the way to go. So we take authority, dominion, and power over family decisions of people and followers, their will, over your will for a person's life in Jesus' name. We give you glory. We cut them free from those entanglements in the name of Jesus with the sword of the Spirit. We cut them free from those bondages in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut them free from those soul ties and those ties in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut them free from those scars in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut them free from the idolatry of worshiping the family over the true and living God in Jesus' name. Mary thought that Jesus was going to get married and have plenty of grandchildren for her, but that was not his purpose in life. So, Father, we say that their purpose in life lines up with your will for sending them into the earth in Jesus' name. And we bind the intrusion of the enemy, even through family members, in Jesus' name. The Bible says that our foes will be of our own household. And we bind the foes in Jesus' name. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for the freedom that will come to them, Father, in Jesus' name. Release the liberty. Release the liberty with peace. Release the liberty with peace in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you for calling, sister. God bless you. We love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, sometimes it's hard to hear when people call from around the world. But we're going to do our best. Amen. Praise God. Let's see here. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Brother Marshall. Oh, Brother Marshall. Yes, I see you. Praise the Lord. Now, Saint, tonight we're going to pray for, let me tell you what we're praying about as Brother Marshall is coming. Tonight we're going to, hold on, trying to get this thing to do what I need it to do here. Amen. Hopefully the bill put that up for me. We're praying about U.S. investment giants buying up the housing market for cash values far above the norm in order to force renting as opposed to home ownership. You know, the part of the American dream is for everybody to own their own home. Well, you see, under communism, you don't own anything. You don't own a thing. You just keep renting forever. We're also going to pray about drag queens that dress suggestively and dance in front of little children. I found that, and I think it's a horrible thing for any parent to allow their child to see such things. It disrupts the true meaning of their sexuality that God has blessed them with. We're going to pray about border issues. We're going to pray about gay pride proclamations. In this area, they were trying to force a county to have a gay pride proclamation. Well, guess what? The government doesn't have to do that. That is not a violation of anybody's rights. No county
or prince or municipality has to celebrate gay pride. It's just not right. Okay? There's more people living there than the gay people. We're going to pray about cyber attacks and the cost of cyber attack insurance. A lot of prices are going up with companies because they're having more and more cyber attacks, and the people that insure them are raising the prices. We're going to pray about the Joint Chiefs of the Military because there's possible legislation from Congress to overhaul how the commands handle major crimes in the ranks. We're going to pray about the government's continual push for vaccination, and we're going to pray about high inflation. Amen. Brother Marshall? We can't hear him yet. I hope he's not in a dead zone. But we don't hear you, sir. So we'll go ahead and pray because we can't hear you. Amen. Hopefully he pushed the wrong button. Y'all pray for Brother Marshall. Father, in the name of Jesus, help him to get to a place so he can pray. Amen. All righty. We can't hear him. So maybe he's in one of those places where we can't hear him. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift all of, are you there? We're going to lift all of these concerns to you now. We take authority, dominion, and power over large, giant investment firms buying up the housing market. Father, we put the government of this issue on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of these investment giants. We bind their demonic and manipulation, their witchcraft manipulation of the housing market. They're coming in with cash money, buying out people that would normally have a mortgage on a home. They're buying them out with tons and tons of cash. Who knows where they got it from? But, Father, you know all things. We ask for the righteous judge to judge this matter immediately in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up the issue of perversion, the drag queens dressing and dancing suggestively for little children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you convict the parent. We ask that you protect the child and erase from the child's memory that wickedness in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that you convict the drag queen about the life that they have lived and the reasons they do what they do. We ask, Father, that you save as many as you can in Jesus' name. We place them in the hands of Jesus Christ. We bind their twistedness, their wickedness, and their perversions in Jesus' name. Father, we continually lift up border issues, the issues concerning the border. The border to Canada is still closed due to COVID. The border to the south, we're having issues with people coming across the border and being brought across the border illegally. We place the blood of Jesus around the borders of every nation where there's someone from Miracle Outreach Ministries in Jesus' name. And we declare that these borders are sacred to the Lord. He says not to remove the old landmark. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you and we give you praise. And we ask you, Lord, to protect our borders. Those that have entered illegally, we ask that they be sent back immediately in Jesus' name. We bind the wickedness and the money. The money that's being made by wicked people to do wicked things in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and pride over all these gay pride proclamations that the gay people want to have in Jesus' name. We bind it up in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit of perversion in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that when you judged Sodom and Gomorrah, you spoke. You spoke for all generations. We hear what you say, Lord, and we honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you can save such as should be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up to you, Father, the cyber attacks. We bind them and return them to the sender in Jesus' name. We lift up to you the cost of cyber attack insurance in Jesus' name. And we place it all into the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. We declare that the government of this matter is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. We speak to the righteous judge, and we ask for righteous judgments in this matter, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind every cyber attack, and we return it to the senders in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up to you, Father, the Joint Chiefs and the possible legislation coming from Congress to overhaul the commands about how they handle major crimes in the ranks of the military. Break it in the name of Jesus Christ. We break that power in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that any law that does not line up with your word is illegal in Jesus' name. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every ordinance, every official document that does not line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. We put this in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, the righteous judge, the mighty counselor, and the Holy Spirit. We put it in the hands of the Godhead in Jesus' name. We bind the work of the enemy. We bind his manipulations. We bind his lies and his deceit in Jesus' name. We bind his bewitchment in this matter and his mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. We take this territory from the enemy and we give it back to Jesus Christ. We bind, Lord, the government's push for vaccination in Jesus' name. We bind that wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take it out of the hands of man, sit into the hands of the Godhead. We thank you, Lord, that we place this matter on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the righteous judge releasing his righteous judgment against it. We push it back in Jesus' name. We push it back in Jesus' name. We push it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We push it back. We send it back to you, Satan. It's yours. It's your work. We bind it to you. We bind all these vaccinations that they want to come up with, vaccinations that people don't even need. We bind it to you, Satan. It's your work. You receive it. It's your cursing. Let it return to you in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift every economy on this planet to you in the name of Jesus. Prices are being inflated to steal money from men and women, regular people in Jesus' name. We break the power of inflation. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We let the smoke out of it in the name of Jesus Christ. We command those devils to be bound, to be chained with eternal chains unto darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. And the perpetrators of such crime, we bind them in their wicked works in Jesus' name. We send them back where they came from in Jesus' name. We forbid them to continue to perpetrate their evil, their wickedness, and their witchcraft on innocent people, unsuspecting people in Jesus' name. We put the blood of Jesus between them and us. We put the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. We put the blood of Jesus between them and us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Break it in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing. We ask that you take your plan to completion. We ask that you take your plan to completion, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the encroachment of fascism and communism in the name of Jesus, and we send it right back to the devil. It's his bright idea. We send it back to him. We bind it to him. We chain it to him, and it is his, not ours, in Jesus' name. We resist you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. We resist your wickedness. We resist your evil. We resist your agenda. We resist your plans. We come subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we stand against you, devil, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your power. We thank you, Lord, for your work. We thank you, Lord, for your witness in the earth. And we release these matters into your hands, Father. We thank you for your miracle-working power. working that man cannot do. You say with man, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we bless the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen.